Hey, Cecil.
Hey, Ophira.
So today on Ask Me Another, our special guest stars in a new show about a female wrestling league. So it's time for a professional wrestling speed round. What move involves reaching your hands under your opponent's arms and back around their neck?
Full Nelson.
Yes. What about turning your opponent upside down and dropping them headfirst into the mat?
It's a pile driver.
It is. How about fully immobilizing your opponent and dragging them away?
Flying United. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin with guest musician Julian Villard, and now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Thank you, Cecil. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage, lawyering up, getting ready to play our nerdy games, but only one will be our big winner. And our guest tonight is actor Betty Gilpin. You may know her from her roles on Nurse Jackie, American Gods, or Elementary. Betty stars in the new Netflix series Glow, which is about a female wrestling league. And one of the greatest things about wrestling is, of course, the wrestlers' character names. Right, in the original Glow, there was Queen Kong, Valerie Vendetta, and Sally, the farmer's daughter. I think if I were a wrestler, I'd have to be something like the Brain Scrambler or the Anagram Slam. How about this? The Host Organism. Now, obviously, the way to go would actually be based on where I'm from. How about this? How about my wrestling name is Canadian Bacon? Yeah. Irresistible, but in the end, I'll kill you. Our first two contestants will play a word game where they mash up technology companies to become something other than Amazon. Let's meet them. First up, Grace Avasilla on buzzer number one. You're a graduate student at NYU studying evolution in yeast.
I am.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Your opponent is Samuel Grisby on buzzer number two. You work for a humanitarian aid organization.
I do, yes.
Welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah. Grace and Samuel, the first of you who wins two of our games, will move on to the final round at the end of the show. You're going to mash up common names, phrases, and titles with technology companies. For an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, Cecil Baldwin.
So if I said trapeze artists often perform above this protective web, which also streams movies and TV shows, you would answer Safety Netflix, mashing up Safety Net and Netflix.
Okay, so the technology company will always come second, so that should help you immensely. Here we go. Al Pacino plays a Miami crime lord who gets caught due to his constant status updates detailing crimes and photos of his kids. Samuel.
That would be Scarface Book.
That's right. Yeah. Say hello to my little high school friends.
Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Scientists found the fossilized remains of a creature that fills in an evolutionary gap between modern humans and prehistoric life. And it's already posted its resume online and connected with someone who works at Microsoft. Samuel.
Missing LinkedIn.
Correct.
Yeah. Here's a question. If LinkedIn was extinct, would anyone notice?
Although it would be called Extinct-in.
Instinct-in, that's which, a great idea!
I mean, I would do it for the name alone.
In this children's board game, the goal is to ask yes or no questions and use the process of elimination to discover which TV show you're going to watch on demand. Samuel.
I'm going to guess that's Guess Hulu.
You're going to guess correct once again. Yeah.
The Human Torch and the Invisible Woman just checked in at the Baxter Building.
Is that,
Samuel?
Is that Fantastic Foursquare?
That is correct.
Oh, my God. I need to use more social media.
It's a treat made of almond paste, sugar, and egg whites that also creates custom streaming music channels for you based on an artist or song you like. Grace.
Marza Pandora.
Hey! We found your sweet spot.
Just keep giving me, like, food-related things.
Food.
This animatronic stuffed bear not only moves its mouth and ears while reading stories, it also posts inspirational images online. Samuel.
My nightmares tell me that is Teddy Ruck's Pinterest.
Yes, that is correct.
This is your last clue. In this movie, George Clooney and Vera Farmiga may spend most of their time flying, but when they land, they use this service to stay in a stranger's apartment. Samuel.
Up in the Airbnb.
That's right. Yeah. All right, puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Samuel, well done. You're one step closer to our final round.